as 8:30, and the right one has come.
All right.
Penny, Penelope, many areas in the house. Yeah, from Workshop 17. Very nice to see you again. You always add a sense of occasion to our Fridays.
Yep.
Very, the energy levels are high.
Yep.
It's,
well, it is Friday, and it's a real Friday today.
And we enjoy the fact that you are creating a sense of excitement and occasion in Bolito with the most lovely shared working spaces that are available for small, large, medium businesses, entrepreneurs, service providers to set up shop in a space that is conducive to, shall we say, the finer things in life. You arrive, there's plenty of parking, you're whipped into an environment that is fresh and fabulous, up above the hubbub, and it's all systems go at Workshop 17. There's still opportunities for you, if you're looking, to make a space your own, and I think that's very important, because that's what we were talking about when it comes to co-working space. Before we opened the mics, we were having a chat about how important it is that when you move into an environment, a cluster type environment, the brand that you are and the brand that you represent comes across strongly, because otherwise it could be a little bit anonymous in a sort of open plan environment, and I think that's not conducive to good business anywhere necessarily. So how does one make these spaces your own?
Well, firstly, thanks again for having me on radio. I love being here and love spending time with the two of you. And I'm hoping that this is the last of the long weekends or public holidays, so we can get back to business.
As much as we enjoy the holidays, it is extremely difficult to get anything happening.
I mean, it's 5 days work squished into three.
Yeah.
So. Wow. But just to say that we're really excited to be in Bolito, and kind of goes up and down. I get really enthusiastic with things that are happening here, and there's a big move towards a lot of Durbanites moving into this area. A lot of exciting things happening, which really does give us hope for the business and business side of things coming to this area. Big move of that, and then in terms of the space, it's definitely a premium space.
Yeah. You know how important that is, and I mention this because I see businesses pulling in to Bolito and environs with very good ideas. But this is such a location driven world that we live in, that if you are off the beaten track, even if you're a destination, unless your marketing and advertising is absolutely on point and 100% sound, and even then it's a bit of an ask, because people like to go where they are generally used to going or comfortable to go.
Absolutely.
And that's why the location of your establishment is so important. It is in a major shopping node.
Yeah.
It is very secure. It does have plenty of parking. The access couldn't be simpler.
Yeah.
And I discovered this the other day. I thought it was quite complicated that you had to park and then walk through a shopping center and up a flight of escalator and a flight of stairs. And in fact, you've got an entrance right at your lift.
Yep, that makes a huge difference.
Covered parking and an entrance right at your lift. So you literally get out the car and go to the lift and you're there.
Yep.
I mean, who knew? But that's something, again, that this kind of conversation is important about to unpack.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't know that, guaranteed a lot of people didn't know that.
No, so what we're finding is, people love our space. They come to the space and they absolutely love it. We convert them quite quickly. It's just really getting the word out there and trying to explain and showcase what we're all about. And I think convenience is such a big factor in all our design and all our locations, all 14 of them around South Africa and in Mauritius. Mm. But having said that, if you think about the fact that we are in a commercial space, or we're in a shopping center, it really does lend itself to big time convenience, because it's a park and play or plug and play scenario. You know, I come, I park, I walk upstairs, I've got my delicious smoothies and food at proper. Everything is just seamless from the start to the end of your day. I've got to go and get some food. I go quickly shoot down to Woolies or Checkers. I need to do some Christmas shopping or birthday shopping or whatever that might be. I've got it all on hand. And you know, so life is simple and it's good and it's really well located. So, yes, it's not in the lifestyle center, but it's really, it's right next to the beach.
It's close enough.
It's close enough.
We'll consider you next door neighbors. That's fine.
Absolutely.
But now, getting back to the point that I make about the perception of shared space, because traditionally I think shared space, well, I understand the notion that rather than incurring the enormous cost of establishing an entire organization where you actually don't need to establish an entire organization, you've got a product, a service, a brand that pretty much speaks for itself, and to give you your customers the benefit of the kind of accessibility we've been talking about, the parking, the access, the ease of doing business, the comfort, if you like, and the confidence that you're dealing with a really professional organization, because all of the front end is taken care of. What you're now dealing with is the core of the business.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of businesses that have moved in so far have failed to create their own presence, if you like, within the workshop 17 environment. You provide the desks and the chairs,
mm-hmm.
and they, many of them don't even seem to put up a certificate or a photograph. It's just like bland.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is this a new Gen Z thing?
No. No, as I said, Gen Z's love to overshare, so there'd be a lot more showcasing of what and who they were, and printed T-shirts, I'm sure. But in terms of, I think, I'm not saying this is new to Bolito, but it's fairly new. And the concept, while we have other workspace or workstations, should I say, around the area, and obviously in Mhlanga more so, when you look at our locations in Cape Town and Joburg, where they're really well known, and that kind of the brand is just synonymous with co-working and private office spaces and eventing, you will find that people come into the space and they make their space their own. And that's something that we are kind of pride ourselves in, that you want to be able to continue your brand.
I was going to say, because you walk into like a lifestyle center and you've got a whole hive of exciting boutiques or eateries, and they are literally all, and that's the joy, is that you've got a hive full of excitement, and each of them is branded to the hilt, and visually exciting, visually appealing. It looks like you've got very successful businesses one after the other. And part of the ethos behind the successful shopping center concept is finding those points of unique speciality, if you like, so that people coming into the environment are they're overwhelmed, if you like, with the choice of quality offerings that are there in one location. And I would imagine that the Workshop 17 concept is exactly the same, but not on the retail side, but rather on the services and professional side.
No, absolutely. So I do think it's coming. I mean, I know that maybe you're on the eighth floor, but on the seventh floor, we do have a number of companies and organizations that have started their sort of, you know, private or branding of their actual space. Green Meats Africa, for example, or Energy, both of them are heavily branded, which kind of leads. And I like what you're saying, because when you see a well-branded or heavily branded shop front, because in essence, an office is a shop front. It's
exactly
what your brand or product is. And when you see that, you kind of think, what is that? What do they do? And it kind of lends yourself or leads yourself to have the discussion with the people within that office space.
Clearly, because the customer coming in, or the client coming in, a lot of the environment does the speaking for you, that builds the confidence then that you're dealing with a real professional organizer, because the semiology is winking at you. You've seen the certificates or the photograph of the celebrities that have been through, or you know, whatever it is, the plush feel of the environment. You know, well, this is good. I feel I'm in the center of excellence in some way. And I'm sure that to a degree is where you're going. But I
absolutely. So we've actually recently launched something called Bespoke Office Solutions, which is a really exciting new product. And basically our biggest build is we've worked with Yoko and set up, found a space for them that they like, created this beautiful build, design and build, and work with them through the process of creating a product. Let's call it a product, which is obviously their office space, 500 plus people in Kloof Street in Cape Town, and it is heavily branded by Yoko. So while we service and run and maintain that office space, it's a Yoko styled, owned, branded building. So, you know, that's really important, that each brand or company is able to, while they might be in a shared space or they might be in a, you know, in a co-working space, they're still, you know, autonomously their brand.
Sure.
So that is something that, that works really well in Cape Town, Johannesburg as well. And the bigger enterprises are, I would say, sort of lend themselves to wanting more exposure. While you might find a two-man office, you know, I'm not going to say they're hustling, but they're working hard. They might not yet have the branding up. They might not yet have the collateral up that they want to showcase who and what they are, which is vitally important because we've talked about the shopfront concept. But at the same time, they're getting there. And I think, you know, that's where we do create these beautiful blank canvases, and we do want the companies that are coming into our space to utilize it to the maximum, to showcase their brand. So,
well, yeah. You know, to support what you're saying, we're looking very seriously now at a vodcast podcast space.
Yep. Yeah.
At the Workshop 17 in the Workshop 17 environment. Ooh, that should be up within the next. Well, certainly within the next fortnight.
Yep.
And that's going to be the start of something really exciting.
Yeah. No,
expanding the Life and Style brand into a diverse space, but open to, and it'll be open definitely to you. You're listening to this. We'd like you to pop along and come and see how we do it. But we'll also be putting out a tremendous amount of content that'll be visual and audio. And expanding, because we have these conversations, and on radio, there's never enough time to unpack them.
Yeah, sure.
But we can certainly bring awareness to what the subject is, and if you want to find out more, well, then that's where the podcast stroke vodcast, the longer form, is available to you on demand. So we're going to be stitching it all together beautifully, and while we can't take our entire radio studio into the space, we can certainly create our new vodcast or podcast space at Workshop 17, and we're looking forward to introducing you to that really soon. But then we'll have to do it before you leave, because you're only going to be here for two more weeks.
Yeah, two more weeks, and I'm hoping the weather might change.
Oh, the weather will change.
Everyone says, it's coming. I'm like, really?
Oh, no. You don't realize. This isn't Cape Town. No, Cape Town will be like this for six months.
No, it's raining there already. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're sounding difficult to please, like a typical Southern. It's been raining for one day.
Cape Town.
You come from Cape Town. No.
Listen, I've never spent so much time on the weather app. Right. I mean, that's what everybody talks about here. They wake up and they're like, okay, today's weather. And as we know, that weather person is, we need to find that weather person.
Oh, come on. We've had some absolutely glorious
days. No, we have.
Yesterday, looking across the sea, it was like on Golden Pond as the sunset.
It was
beautiful.
No, it was magnificent.
It's going to be beautiful again today. Yeah. Look, the sun is coming already. The weather, the rain has disappeared. It's lifting. You'll see.
No, apparently this weekend's going to be perlous.
It's going to be gorgeous. Yeah. And you're going to then fall in love with Belito.
No, I love it
already.
You're
going to immigrate back to South Africa. Immigrate back from the Western Cape.
Well, I'm coming back for the pro, so I think I'll be here hopefully for a bit. We're working with the pro to do some exciting things together.
There's so much happening in this part of the world.
Absolutely.
Going forward. It's going to be
really exciting.
Terribly exciting to be part of. And I'm sure that, of course, with Workshop 17 being right at the cutting edge of what's hot and happening, you'll be a lot more front and center going forward. And we look forward to being part of that. And we look forward to having another conversation with you in a week's time.
Can't wait.
To see how the weather has changed.
and I'm really, and not just myself, but we're really looking forward to having you guys on board. And I think there's, as you say, there's a lot of exciting things happening. And I think we can develop something really exciting, not necessarily together, but alongside each other.
Well, that's the joy of being able to utilize shared space, because the opportunity to collaborate on so many fronts is there. That's the excitement. That's the brand. That's the promise that Workshop 17 brings you. And if you want to find out more, how does one go about getting in touch with you?
So our website is www.workshop17.co.za/Belito. Alternatively, you can contact Neil at workshop17.com. He's our location manager, fabulous guy. And MX is our amazing support event coordinator, and everything rolled into one. IT, very much needed. He's fantastic. So, you can definitely contact them on the website through Neil and multiple different ways. Obviously, through social media.
Okay, well, there it is. This will be up as a podcast shortly, so you don't have to write that down. But the website address again, www.workshop17.com or .co.za. Either one works. And our very special guest, Penelope Menier. Penelope, not with Penny. There's not, you know, the gift that keeps on giving her king was telling me that, you know who's coming in next is Penelope.
Oh.
Penelope is going to...
I love you, King. Dave. Do you know, in France, I'm called Penelope.
So, Penelope,
anything works. P... Yeah. You know,
I was giving that friend. Frère Javi.
Go back to Lomas.
No, not the
Lomas. Bien sûr.
Bonjour.
The morning show continues. The madness never ends.